Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets as we usually do at this time. And let's talk a little bit about the first week in October when the combines are running hard on the soybeans. This is the time of the year we start watching for the beginning of the dead cat bounce, huh, Roy?
That's right. Did a little bit of research earlier this week from my newsletter, and there's been a major low or harvest low every year for the last 10 years in October, and about half of those years it came in the first full week of October. So there's a good chance that the move we're seeing now might be the turning point finally after being down over $2.50 a bushel in the last month.
So in those times where we see the low in the first week in October, what changes in people's mindset from the 1st of September to the 1st of October? Because I remember you and I talking about, everybody's scared of frost and weather worries, and they're a little bit firmer on production. You know, what's changed in the last 30 days, Roy?
Well, what's changed is the fact that the price is so much lower that, some of the traders call it instead of the dead cat bounce, they call it the demand bounce, because this is when the processing plants come into the market with prices lower and lay in some inventory for later in the winter. And so you can look at what's going on and say, well, nothing really has changed. Well, yeah, what has changed is the price atmosphere, because we're 25% below where we were a month ago, and so it makes beans look like a better buy now than it did back then.
Does this same sort of mentality apply in corn, Roy?
It does, but not to the extent that it does in soybeans. And the harvest low in corn has a tendency to be about a week later than it is in soybeans, and that makes sense, because we're pretty much now right in the heart of soybean harvest, but haven't had a lot of corn harvest yet, although there has been some for sure.
I had happened to hear an analyst yesterday that was talking about what you said. You know, the demand is kind of starting to pick up, and they expect it to do more so. And I guess they were kind of citing ethanol plants, and this is a time of the year that a lot of maintenance is done on ethanol plants, so they may be shut down a little bit. But looking a little further into the future, they're going to be ramping up again and trying to get back some of those maintenance the time that they were down for maintenance.
Well, that's true, and the fact that the cash corn market now is more in the $5 neighborhood than a $7 neighborhood certainly makes it appear that it's a little easier to turn a profit on turning that corn into ethanol. And of course, today or yesterday we had a big jump in the energy prices, crude oil, diesel fuel, gasoline, and so forth, and the higher price for energy, it really speaks to the corn market from the standpoint that corn is an alternative source of energy.
Yeah, and kind of what you said too, the margins on that ethanol being produced pretty good right now. Let's go back to the dead cat bounce in the soybeans, and you wanted to talk about, hey, this is the time of year we got to start looking for that. So if this is the time of year, Roy, what are we looking for?
Well, I track the cash price here at the Midwest Co-op, and I track March futures, and I look for a harvest low, which we won't know for sure that we have it until after it's passed. That's one of the things that makes it tricky, but I look for 10 days off of that low and at least 50 cents a bushel. And surprisingly, most years we easily get to 50 cents a bushel, and a lot of years we get a dollar or more. So you need to be watching both of those things. And by the way, I have a chart of the dead cat bounce on my website, soyroy.com, and so if you get busy in the field and you don't have time to call the elevator, why, you can go on my website. Now, I only update that about once a week, and as of right now, it looks pretty grim, but when we get maybe another week past that harvest low, why, it'll look a lot better.
I was going to kind of play devil's advocate on that price on that 50 cents, and I don't know, would there be any sort of value in changing that to a percentage of what the price is, maybe?
Well, I think it would be nice if we could do that, but mathematically, sometimes it's way more than that, and sometimes it's less, so it's hard to quantify that and call it a percentage, although, you know, maybe that's something I need to do this winter, sit down and recalculate that and see if I can come up with a percentage guideline.
But for right now, we'll hold on to that 50-cent guideline, and I guess as we kind of wrap up here, what are some of the, in addition to the dead cat bounce, we have some government reports again next week, I believe, and I guess we'll just kind of wait for those yield results to come in, huh?
Well, watch the basis. That's one of the keys. The basis on corn has already started to improve a little bit, but I'm not real comfortable that we're into the dead cat bounce on soybeans until I see the basis start to improve. Right here locally, it's $1 a bushel under November futures, and you know, I would like to see that improve to 80 or 75 under. That would make me a lot more confident that the bounce is underway.
How about harvest progress in and around your area? How are things looking there, Roy?
Pretty much full speed on the soybeans. I'd say maybe 10 to 20% of the corn has been harvested, but now most people are leaning towards getting the soybeans out of the way. And we didn't have the rain yesterday that you had, so I've had a really good week and a really good day the last 2 days.
And if folks want more information from you again, mention that website.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and it does have the 2011 dead cat bounce chart on it.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the information. We'll try it again next week.
I'll look forward to that.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on 840 KTIC.